Katie.
And Darby.
And this week is our first ever Throwback Thursday. And you might be wondering why we call it Throwback Thursday when we release our podcast on Sunday, but that is because
we record on Thursday.
Woo-hoo! So for our first ever Throwback Thursday, Darby is going to be talking about the movie
Tremors. Bah, 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 bah. The first one of many, because I felt like it was a good one to talk about since we talked about A Quiet Place last week, and I mentioned it in there, and then I thought, maybe there's people out there who haven't seen this wonderful, amazing movie.
It's great. It's got Kevin Bacon in it. Mm-hmm. It was, I remember specifically my father put a TV in my crib as a baby, and he would constantly play Tremors.
Just put it on repeat. Who needs Barney?
This is our childhood scary movie that we absolutely loved.
Yeah, I don't think it's a scary movie. Maybe back in the day.
Oh, it was scary for me. I had nightmares. You know,
it was actually, it was out in 1990. It's older than both of us. By the way, we're children.
I'm actually only 8 years old, so if you were trying to guess, and Darby's actually 12, so
yeah.
4 years apart, I think it's a good time frame.
Yeah.
We still live with our parents. Mom's in the other room right now.
Okay, so here we go. Let's get into the movie.
I'm excited.
So this is a movie that both Katie and I have seen, obviously, which is probably going to happen a lot with the Throwback Thursday mm-hmm. ones, because, you know, it's hard when you're going back to movies that have been out for a long time.
Especially because we live together, so we right. have seen a bunch of movies.
Only for 8 years, though, because Katie's only 8 years old.
I'm only eight.
So, my favorite thing that I did not remember about this movie is that it starts off with, like, this beautiful panning of a cliff, and a man is standing on the edge of it, and it's like, wow, this is really beautiful. And then it gets closer, and it's Kevin Bacon pissing off the cliff.
Oh, I don't remember that.
When it started, I was like, oh my gosh, this is great.
I love it.
First of all, 10 out of 10. We're already starting at a great place. So you meet Kevin Bacon. His name is Val. And he is with his good friend Earl, their handyman. And they have big city dreams, and they solve all of their disputes with rock, paper, scissors.
I remember that.
Every single thing. They're like, who's going to make breakfast? And they rock, paper, scissors for it.
I need a friend like that.
Yeah. So, they're driving back into town after doing some of their
After
pissing off a cliff. They're driving back into town, and they see someone on the side of the road. And they're like, oh, who is that? Is that the grad student that's been out here? And he said, no, I think it's the new one. And Belle gets really excited, and he's like, this one's supposed to be a girl. And I mean, I don't know how fast they're going. It seems decently fast, at least 50 miles per hour, and just takes a sharp right turn to go towards her. And he goes, you will be blonde with green eyes and big tits and legs that go up to nowhere and an ass that won't quit and whatever. Mm-hmm. And they pull up, and Rhonda is the cutest little thing on the entire planet. She's got brown, like, kind of fuzzy hair. She's got on her little, like, safari hat almost, and she's got sunscreen all over her nose, and she's like, hey! She's super smart and everything. And so Val gets automatically just, like, huffy and stuff, and Earl's still being nice to her.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's the introduction to her. The most of the beginning is just introducing you to the people
who live in this
town. Yeah, who live in the town of Perfection with a population of, like, 20.
Oh, I want to live in Perfection with a population of 20.
I don't know. So they're going back into town.
Uh-huh.
It's continuing. Uh-huh. And they see somebody up on the electrical tower. And they're like, somebody's got to go down and get him. Because they think he's drunk. And they rock, paper, scissors for it.
Oh, no. Who wins?
Earl. Like 98% of the time, Earl wins. So Val goes up to get him.
Kevin
he
Bacon.
Did.
He fried like bacon.
He did. And so they bring him back into town. This is when you can actually start meeting people because they're finally made it to town. So the doctor says that he died of dehydration. And they head out of town again because they've been doing all these handyman things. And they're like, we are better than this. And they go to clean out a septic system. And the hose breaks, so they get shit. Literal shit all over them.
Literal.
So they pack up And then they are heading out of town. And then they pass some construction. And then as they're going out, they look over and they see that this farm has been, like, completely destroyed. And there's a bunch of dead sheep everywhere. And so they're out looking for the guy. And they're like, where is he? And they pick up his hat. And it's his head.
Oh, my God.
So they run back into town because I got to warn everybody about this.
Yeah.
So they stop by the construction guys. And they're, like, screaming. They're like, man, there's a crazy murderer out there. He's cutting people's heads off and blah, blah, blah. And the construction guys are like, yeah, whatever. You're just trying to pull our legs.
Yeah.
So they ignore it. So they get back into town and they try to use the phone to call out to Bigsby and
Bigsby.
And the phone is dead at Walter's. He's the store owner.
Oh, Walter.
I know. Then they're like, well, okay, guys, you have to go to Bigsby, get help, and come back and, you know, get some police down here.
Yeah, there's a murderer.
Right. So they head back out of town and they can't go anywhere. Because the construction site has, there's been like an avalanche of, or a rock slide, not an avalanche. We live in the South. We don't know what anything is.
I don't know what any of that means.
So there's been a rock slide and they're like, man, what are these construction guys doing? So they get out and try and find the construction guys only to find out, bum, bum, bum.
Oh no.
They're also dead.
Oh no, everyone's dead.
There's so many people dead in, like, there, I think the total count that I was up to within 30 minutes of the movie was like, there's like 6 people dead already.
In a population of 20, that's a huge amount. It's
pretty serious. Well, 2 of them aren't in the population because they're the construction
workers from Bigsby.
Still 4. So they are trying to get out and they get hung up on something and they're just trying to get back into town to tell everybody that they can't get out.
Right.
So they get in and they're like, okay, well, they're all arguing. And then they come out and they see this snake thing on the back of their truck. And everybody's like, what is that? Blah, 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 blah. And Bert is like doomsday prepper extraordinaire.
I love Burke.
And his Bert.
Bert, Burke, it's all the same thing.
And his wife, I cannot remember her name because I only say Reba, because it's Reba McEntire.
Reba McEntire.
So I'm always just like, it's Bert and Reba, even though that's not her name in the movie at all. So they're like, what is this? And they're like, we need to be prepared or whatever. And then Walter buys the snake off of them. And he's like, I'll pay you $10 for it. They go, $20. And he says, $15. And they sell it. And then he puts it up in the shop. And it's like, $3 for pictures with the snake. And like makes, and then they're just mad. And they're like, that's a man with a plan.
Mm-hmm.
So then it shifts to the doctor and his wife because they've just moved to town. And so they're building their house out there.
Oh,
and they're super cute. And they're
that's
like,
cute.
I know. And then all of a sudden their power goes out. He goes to look to see what happened. And their generator is nowhere to be found. Like, it's been sucked into the ground.
Oh, no.
Guess what else gets sucked into the ground?
Him.
The doctor.
Doctor.
Yeah.
Give me the nose.
I got a bad case of dying. So he dies.
Oh.
The wife is freaked out, so she gets in the car, and she turns it, she turns it on, but she doesn't drive anywhere, or she doesn't have the keys, but somehow the radio is on. That part was confusing for me.
Mm-hmm.
But so the snake monsters that we saw on the back of his
Belle's car, yes.
On Belle's car, they come up, they're breaking the windows, they're sinking the car in, so the whole car is buried.
Oh no.
Yep. So that's the point where we're like 6 people, 30 minutes in. We have 6 people and a lot of sheep are dead within the
house. A lot of sheep.
So Bert's like ready for a war. He's like, I've got all of this. I've got rations. We can do this and we'll take him down and everything. And then they're trying to use the CB radios to call up, but they can't because they're surrounded either by cliffs on one end or a giant limestone mountain range on another. And so the signals can't get out. They can't get any signals in. And like, well, none of the cars can get out because
the road is down.
So how are we going to get anywhere? And then they're like, well, Walter has horses. And then it goes, well, who's the best on horses? Val and Earl. Poor Val and Earl. So Bert and Reba come with more guns. Oh, I wrote her name down. Her name was Heather.
Heather. But
we're still going to call her Reba.
Yeah, absolutely. Her name's Reba.
So they come and they're like, here you go. Have this, like, giant rifles. And I'm just like, well, okay. And then Melvin keeps joking around. Melvin is a bratty teenage boy who is constantly causing trouble. And then he's, like, running around. He runs around with a snake around him, screaming for help. He does that a lot.
The boy who cries wolf.
Yeah, the boy who cries snake. So they head out.
So at this point, do they still think it's a murderer, or do they know it's like
no,
this
they
weird...
know it's the snake thing.
Okay.
But they're like, we
don't know what the snake thing is.
Right.
Okay, got it.
So then they stop by the doc's place first to warn him and tell him, like, hey, we're going out of town. This is what it is. And they're like, well, where are they? And all of a sudden, they hear some music, and then they see that the car has been buried. And they're like, what kind of thing can do this?
Yeah.
So they're running, trying to get there, and the horses get spooked, and the snake is, like, wrapped all the way around the horse, and they're like, they're under the ground. They finally figure that out.
Okay.
And they still think it's just the little...
Snakey snakes.
And then all of a sudden, the giant worm thing...
Caterpillar.
...shoots up out of the ground. And they're trying to... They have to run from it, but it's really fast. It does this really cheesy thing where they're running, like, along a fence line. And as the thing gets past it, it knocks down the fence posts. So you can see where it is in relation to them.
Oh, that's funny.
So they jump. There's, like, a giant cement ditch randomly there. So they jump... They tried to jump over it, but they didn't make it across. But because it ran into the cement, it killed it.
Yeah.
And then Rhonda comes along, and she's like, oh my gosh, what is that? Rhonda, the college student, the grad student.
Right.
She is studying seismology, which is vibrations in the ground. So she comes along, and she goes, hey, did y'all notice anything weird just now? Because I got a lot of weird readings, and they're like, look at the giant worm that's sticking out of the cement that's dead. So she is a nerd, and she is super excited about this discovery, and she notices that it doesn't have any eyes. She's like, it doesn't have any eyes, and she sees that it's got, like, spikes all over its body to push it along, and that's how it's so fast, even though it's so big.
Right.
So then Rhonda notices something. She goes, wait a second. And she pulls out all of her seismograph readings.
Right.
Those things. And she comes to the conclusion that there are three more because there were similar activities but in different areas.
Oh my goodness.
She's so smart. We love her. Strong. That's the my other favorite thing about this movie is there are a bunch of strong women in here. And
hell
a bunch
yeah.
of dumb men.
Yeah.
So that's exciting.
Screw you, Kevin Bacon. That's how we get sued.
Right. We love you, Kevin Bacon. So they run to the rock for safety because they realize that it can only move through soft dirt.
Mm-hmm.
So, and they're like, oh, well, it can't climb. It's only underground. Rhonda thinks that it's a prehistoric. So then they've been sitting there for a long time, and they start throwing stuff on the ground and tapping it to see if it's still there.
Mm-hmm.
And it is. And then Val goes, it's like it's listening to us. And Rhonda goes, it feels the seismic vibrations in the ground, and it's only worse because we're on this rock, and it's amplifying it. Like
wow.
I said.
Oh, she's super smart.
She's the best character out of the whole movie. So they end up spending the night on the rock because they can't get out.
Yeah.
And it's really cute because in the morning, she and Val are, like, curled up together and he gave her his jacket. And it's like, oh, he's a softie even though he was, you know, your average fuckboy. So then they're like, we'll never make it out of here. She goes, well, my truck is just beyond these rocks that are here. And they're like, we'll never get out. And she goes, do you guys know how to pole vault? Because there's these really big, basically pole vaulting poles probably is what they really are. But in the movie, they're just sticks.
Yeah.
And so she grabs it and pole vaults across the rocks because she's smart. And the guys were just going to sit there trying to figure out what to do all day, even though they're dumb.
Mm-hmm.
I just really like her. So it's actually a really cute scene because it shows them, like, they're each on a different rock, so it shows all three of them, and they go one, two, three, and they all go across at the same time, and so it shows it from kind of far back with just the silhouettes. So that's cute. Aww. So then they get to her truck, and they all go in at the same time, and she dives head first into the car and just puts it in and is pressing on the gas pedal, which they didn't have the truck just go straight. It actually followed the path, and I'm like, she's head first and they're sitting in the truck bed. There's no way that there was that kind of control. But the snakes were trying to like take the car down. It broke into her window and almost got her. Yeah.
Spooky.
So then they get back and they're screaming about it to everybody. They're like, oh my gosh, that's crazy. And Walter goes, we have to name them. So they name them Graboids.
Graboids.
So now I can stop calling them snake things. That's been so hard to say snake things instead of Graboids. I'm like, ugh, it's been difficult.
Graboids.
Okay. They're like, well, we can... They're trying to figure out how to get out. And they're like, maybe they'll just go away and they won't bother us. And Val rips the map off the wall and he goes, they're coming right for us. And it shows the path that the Graboids are coming and, like, it's going to trap them in there.
Mm-hmm.
And then Melvin is being an asshole again. And he starts, like, joking around and stuff. But then because he's doing that, then the Graboid comes and it like spooks him and then they finally all see it and poor Mindy is pogoing. Mindy is a little girl in the town and she's pogoing and they're like, Mindy, be quiet, be quiet. And so Kevin Bacon runs and saves her.
Oh, go Kevin Bacon. Yep. We love you again. So
that was nice. So then everyone is trying to run to safety. And then, so there was just one at first, and then another one comes in, Rhonda gets tangled in barbed wire.
Rhonda, no.
Do you not remember that? She has to take her pants off.
No, I don't remember that.
Yeah, so she gets all tangled in, and the Graboid is pulling in the barbed wire as she's stuck in it, and Val comes and helps her. He's like, you have to take your pants off. So she takes her pants off, and they get out. So then they're all finally, like, safe. And he's patching her up with all of her cuts and stuff. And they're all whispering and trying to be really quiet in the store.
Yes.
And they're trying to make a plan. And as they do, the like ice soda machine goes off and makes a bunch of noise. And Walter dies. It just comes up through the floor, grabs him. And it's always really sad because like, it just shows him, like, with a nosebleed and, like, blood coming out of his mouth. And he's just like, ugh. And they're like, we have to save him. Like, he's gone.
He gone, girl.
Yep. So then they're like, they can come through the floors. We need to get up to higher ground. So they try and get up onto the roof. And Rhonda was jumping across the big aisles.
Mm-hmm.
And it pushes her out a window. And they're like, she's going to die. Where is she? But she's safe, everyone. It's okay. Made it up to the water tower.
Badass women are always right. Safe.
Rhonda ain't going nowhere.
Mm-mm, girl.
So they've been trying to get a hold of Bert and Reba to tell them what's been going on because they haven't been able to find them. So they come back and they finally get a hold of them. They're like, why are all of you on the roof? Because they looked into town with their binoculars and they're like, you have to get up on your roof. They're coming towards you. And Bert looks outside and he goes, there's nothing going on. And Reba says, just listen to them. Something funky is going on. And he's like, well, we're prepared or whatever. Typical man, not following instructions, won't ask for directions.
Right.
This whole movie is just about how if women. Men just listened to women, things would probably be a little bit better.
Yeah, women are always right.
Right. So Bert and Reba had been out hunting, trying to find whatever the this thing killer, is. Right? No. The
snake.
The snake. They're like, there's no prints, there's nothing, I can't believe it. So then they're making a lot of noise because they've got all of their equipment down in their basement, and then a Graboid comes and busts through their wall of their basement, which I don't understand that. Did he not build it cement under there? I guess he just, like, built it down.
Probably. Because but there's not typically, like, floods or storms there,
but
so...
But he's our end of days prepper extraordinaire.
But he probably has a cement vault somewhere else that he just wasn't in at the time, ready for nuclear war. This was just his basement.
So they arm up, and they're shooting this thing. They hear all these gunshots going off, and they're all like, they're gonna die. There's nothing they can do. And they finally make it through all of their rounds on the guns that they had on them. Mm-hmm. And then it pans, and it's just an entire wall of guns and ammo. So it's funny, because then Reba is just pulling guns off and shooting stuff and pulling another gun off. So they finally kill one. He gets it with, I don't know what kind of rifle it is, but he calls them elephant bullets. Mm-hmm. I did not do any research into...
if elephant bullets are real.
Right. Or what exactly an elephant bullet is. Sorry. I'm not that interested in bullets that big.
Yeah.
So they finally go onto the roof after they killed it. And they're like, yeah, we killed one. And they go, well, there's two more out there. And so they see one that's circling their house. And he keeps trying to shoot it, but it's staying just far enough beneath the surface mm-hmm. that the bullets won't penetrate.
Right.
So they're like, you know what? You've got your four-wheel Jeep. I don't think it's a Jeep, but they're like, you can make it up the Jeep trail. And they're like, yeah, we'll get down there. We'll do it. We'll get help and everything. And then the graboid comes and pops all the tires on the Jeep and, like, destroys it. So they are like, well, never mind.
Of course it does. So inconsiderate, this mm-hmm. graboid.
I know. So then the graboids just start, like, they called it exploring the town. So they're learning where the buildings are and stuff. And they start tearing them down.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
And Nestor's house. Nestor is just an adult male who lives in the area.
Right.
They completely, like, knocked his trailer over.
Aww.
And he gets down. And dumb men. He's like, they're like, get to higher ground. He gets on top of a tire. A tire. And the graboid just comes up through the tire and kills him.
Yeah, right.
Right, because you're on a freaking tire.
You're on a tire.
Right. So then they realize that they have a big bulldozer. And they're like, well, we can't get everybody out on a bulldozer. And they said, well, we have a semi-trailer. And they're like, but the tires are flat. This isn't going to work. They're like, nuh-uh. That bulldozer can pull anything.
Mm-hmm.
It might be slow, but it's too heavy. The graboids can't pull it down, especially now that there's only two.
Mm-hmm.
I think we're going to be good. But
I like this plan.
Yes. But then they look, and it's, like, really far away.
Right.
So they're going to have to run for it.
They can't outrun this graboid.
Right. So then they're like, oh, we have a tractor.
Mm-hmm.
Or Walter had a tractor. He's dead. They're like, yeah, we can use it. He's not going to mind. So they turn the little tractor on and send it in the opposite direction. So both of the things start chasing that. And Val and Earl were like, Earl's like, I'm going to do it. And Val goes, no, I'm going to do it. I'm younger. And Val goes, I'm older and I'm the best driver or whatever. So they rock, paper, scissors for it. And Earl wins. And Val goes, oh, I lost. I guess I have to do it. And Earl goes, no, I won. I get to choose. And I say it's me. And so Val goes, good luck, man. And shoves him on the ground and jumps off. And Val runs for it.
Wow, Val, he lost.
Yep. So Val is running and the tractor falls over and stops. So it's not making any noise.
Oh, no.
And all they can hear are the pounding footsteps of Kevin Bacon majestically running with the wind in his hair towards the tractor.
Oh no, Kevin Bacon with your beautiful hair.
I know. And it's nice and long in this one.
Yeah,
so it's like,
I forgot how long it was.
It's like prime, it's prime time Kevin Bacon.
This was Kevin Bacon at his peak.
Yep. They're like, you have to stop. So he stops and is trying to make no noise. And so they finally are like, we have to make noise over here. So everybody's on top of their buildings, screaming, pounding to distract them. And it works.
Good.
And he gets to it. It's great.
Bulldozer.
Also, check. Rhonda is the main reason that it worked because they couldn't make a whole lot of noise. But she's on the water tower and she saw that a pipe was kind of loose. So she busted the pipe. So then the water is falling and making constant noise on the ground. Because Rhonda's perfect.
Go, Rhonda!
Yep. So he gets the bulldozer and the trailer and picks up everybody, even goes and gets Bert and Reba, who, when they get there, are taking their sweet time getting into the thing.
Of course they are.
Right.
Reba.
I know. Because they've took up a bunch of ammo and stuff, and he's up there, they're sawing off, like, pipes from the roof to make bombs.
Right.
So
pipe bombs.
Yeah. Good and idea. Then he's like, they're yelling at him, like, you have to come down. And he goes, which gun should I take? And it was like such a macho man moment where it's like, I can't part with my guns. Yeah. Like, oh my gosh.
Well, then die. If you can't part with your guns, then just die.
Right. So they finally get in. They're on their way. They're trucking along. Everybody's happy. They're like, yeah, we're going to live. It's going to be great. And they're like, what are the Graboids doing? They're not near them. They're all far out. And they see them, like, making dust and stuff. They're like, what are they doing? They're like, as long as they're over there, I don't care. You should.
You should.
Because basically, they just made a giant sinkhole. So then the tractor goes headfirst into it and everybody falls out. And they set off a bomb to try and...
deter.
They were hoping that it would, like, injure them. But what it did was it scared them off into the opposite direction because the noise is so loud and they're so sensitive to hearing things that the noise and the shock in the ground is too intense that it sends them in the opposite direction. So they...
That's nice.
Right. So then they make a run for it with the bomb. They throw it in the direction that they wanted to go so they would clear out. So they make it to this giant rock formation. And they're like, we're all going to die here because we can't get anywhere. And then they're all arguing on what to do. They're like, we don't have enough bombs to keep throwing them and running. And
yeah,
there's no rocks around here. Like, what are we going to do? We can't make it to another rock and another rock. We'd just be running for miles.
Yeah, which is not fun.
No, and they've got a tiny child with them.
Right.
So that's not going to work.
Did she bring her pogo stick?
No, the Graboid ate it.
Ugh.
So then they're like, wait, let's go fishing with bombs. So they start throwing rocks out to grab the attention of the Graboid. So when they see it starts biting at it, then they attach a bomb to the rope. And Earl gets all fancy and does his little
lasso
tricks.
Go,
and throws
go.
It out there.
Mm-hmm.
And it explodes and there's Graboid guts everywhere. Woo-hoo! But everybody's like, yay! But they're like, we still have one. So they try to do it again. But they keep forgetting that they get smarter every time. They are learning creatures. So they do it again. It gets out there. But then it spits the bomb back up. And it lands on the pile of bombs.
No.
This Graboid's got great aim, man.
For having no eyes.
Right. Good job. So it blows up. Everything's kind of all over the place. And Val, Earl, and Rhonda ended up out. They are not on the rock. Because, like, the rock was big enough that people got on the other side of it and they were safe. But they couldn't get over there. So they ended up getting pushed off into the edge. So they're like, what do we do? And Val... thankfully had one bomb in his hand. So they have one bomb left.
Oh no.
Yeah. And he's sitting there. They're like, what do we do? And then all of a sudden light bulb goes off and he's like, I know what to do. So he starts running and the Graboids start chasing after him. And they're like, where's the lighter? Where's the lighter? And Rhonda goes, I have it. So she takes off too. And she goes, light the bomb, light the bomb. And he's like, not yet, not yet. Because they want to throw it like where they want to go.
Uh-huh.
So that they can get to safety. And Val's like, that's not what we're doing. So he waits and he waits and he waits and then he goes, light it. And then he throws it and it lands behind the Graboid. And they're like, you missed, you idiot. You fucking missed the Graboid. We're dead. So they take off in the other direction. But the bomb goes off and it sends the Graboid even faster towards the edge of the cliff because of the noise scared him. So then finally... Val jumps out of the way at the last minute and the Graboid goes flying off the edge of the cliff and dies.
Hell yeah, Kevin Bacon. I'm so proud of you.
Yep. So it was like, they're like, oh my gosh, how did you even think of that? He finally got smart. He goes, I don't know. It just came to me. Then they can finally get to safety. We don't actually know what happens with, like...
Do they make it to Bixby? Like,
no, I guess they went to Bixby, but then they came back to town and got the road cleared out. That part is a little unclear.
Uh-huh.
So then they have a Graboid, I think it's the one that was just, that crashed in the cement.
Because
they could dig that one back and they could dig it out. And they put it on their truck and they're going to take it and go get fancy. And they're like, we're going to be in magazines. He's like, we could be on People. And he goes, forget People. we'll be in National Geographic.
Dream big, kiddos. Dream big.
Then Rhonda comes over. She's really excited because there's going to be a lot of research, and she's going to be, like, probably the head of the research on it.
Proud
so
of
she's
you, Rhonda.
I know. We love Rhonda.
Rhonda.
So then Val's, like, super awkward, and he had a bunch of pictures of, like, hot blondes in his car visor.
Yeah.
And he, like, rips it out and crumbles it up and stuff. And
fuck boy.
Yeah. And they're, like, saying a really awkward goodbye, mm-hmm. and Earl slams the hood and scares him, and he's like, I know, I'm working on it. And then he, as he's walking off, it's really good, he's like, I don't know what a woman like her wants with a man like me, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And then they have a sexy kiss, and that's how it ends.
Oh, sexy kiss, yay!
So.
That was such a good movie, I love it so much, it's. A classic.
Yeah, and I don't think it's because I can watch it. It's not a scary movie because it's got so much humor in it.
Yeah, and also it's not, like, scary because you know what's going to happen. Like, you always can tell where the graboids are. It's never, like, a suspenseful, like, where are they, pop scare kind of thing, like, jump scare kind of thing. It's an A movie with an A actor named Kevin Bacon.
Bacon?
What is your emoji scale?
My emoji scale, I think, is going to be the caterpillar, just because it's the most accurate looking to a graboid.
Okay.
So, as much, I love this movie, mostly because we've seen it. It's been a part of our lives forever.
600 times.
Right. It's one of those movies that you watch. Like, our family watches, like, the same 6 movies over and over. It's Tremors.
Don't even ask me how many times I've seen the James Bond movies.
Oh, James Bond. I don't even include that. That's just...
Ugh, garbage.
But it's, like, Tremors, Evolution, Rush Hour, A Christmas Story. What's another one that we watch a lot?
James Bond is, like, one of
James
the...
James Bond. Oh, Man of the House became a pretty popular
one.
Oh,
God. Dad loves Man of the House.
So we watch the same movies at our house because Dad just watches them and then falls asleep to them.
And then he went to watch them because he's like, oh, I fell asleep at this part. We have to watch it again so I can see what happens after this.
Right, but
and
if
then
you
falls
watch...
asleep again.
But then if you watch a movie that you know, you wake up, you already know what happened. Yeah. You can just keep watching it. And
Gosh.
That's, I think, why he does that.
Aye, 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 that man.
So in my heart... says 5 out of 5 caterpillars. But realistically, this movie has a lot of issues with it, like that just things that don't make sense.
Yeah.
So I'd probably give it like a 3.5. I
three
think
and a
realistically
half?
Where this movie is a 3.5. However, if you like older movies that are kind of on production value.
Yeah.
And you like...
I mean, you like Kevin Bacon, it's a 5 out of 5.
Kevin Bacon?
Go.
You like Reba McEntire? You like strong women?
Dude, if you like Reba McEntire, this is finger looking good.
But yeah, so if you ever have time to watch this movie, do it. I know for sure it's on HBO. If you don't have HBO, you can probably get it pretty much anywhere because it's old.
And probably not that expensive either because it's not like a Star Wars or anything like that.
No, but it is such a good, fun movie to watch that has like elements of scare. I guess it's kind of like a Jaws in that sense of like,
oh,
it was
yeah.
like scary, but
yeah,
Jaws is, in my opinion, it's a better, Jaws is better than Tremors 100%, but
yeah.
Tremors is such a good like horror comedy that you should watch it.
So, just to keep you guys updated, we're going to be doing the Throwback Thursday on every third Thursday of the month, and just how these months are going out. Next Throwback Thursday is going to be Darby again.
Hey.
So, if you have any recommendations for her, for a movie that maybe we haven't seen, maybe a movie that we have seen, just hit us up on any of our social media and tell her a movie that you really liked that you think we should rate and see.
Anything. It doesn't have to fit into a certain... genre. It doesn't have to be from a certain time period. It doesn't have to be really good. It could be horrible. Give us anything you want and we will do it.
Yes, we will.
Unless it's really inappropriate.
No. No, please no XXX movies. Right. Unless it is XXX.
Oh my gosh, another good movie.
Vin Diesel, my man.
We got problems. Anyway, guys, we'll see you next week here on Sister Chat!